Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Norbin Pradhan. The Union Government has released an additional tax devolution of 1,01,603 crore rupees to state governments. The Finance Ministry yesterday said that this is an additional amount to the normal monthly devolution, which is scheduled to be released on October 10. According to the Ministry, the decision was made in view of the festive season to enable states to accelerate capital spending and finance their development and welfare-related expenditure. A total of 29 states, including Nagaland, received the additional funds. Nagaland was allotted 578 crore rupees under this additional tax devolution. The nation is celebrating Gandhi Jayanti today, the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi, also known as the father of the nation. The day serves to remember Gandhi's leadership in India's freedom struggle, his philosophy of non-violence, ahimsa and truth, satya, and to promote peace, unity and social justice globally. It also marks the International Day of Non-Violence, recognizing Gandhi's enduring impact and teachings. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "Gandhi Jayanti is about paying homage to the extraordinary life of beloved Bapu, whose ideals transformed the course of human history." Meanwhile, paying tributes to Mahatma Gandhi on the eve of his 156th birth anniversary, President Draupadi said, "This is an occasion to dedicate to the ideals and values of the father of the nation." Chief Minister Nephew Rio paid tributes to Mahatma Gandhi on the occasion of Gandhi Jayanti, honoring the father of the nation and his enduring values of truth, non-violence and simplicity. In a social media post, Chief Minister Rio said that Gandhi's principles continue to inspire people across generations to strive for peace, justice and harmony in society. He called upon every citizen to uphold these values in their daily lives in building a better society. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is, public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has been mainstreaming the Northeast, turning it into a new engine of India's growth.
Once seen as a distant frontier, Northeast India is now a beacon of progress, peace and potential. Over the past 11 years, the Narendra Modi government has pursued a transformative vision for inclusive development with a special focus on regions that were historically overlooked. Among these, the Northeastern region has witnessed unprecedented growth and integration into the national mainstream. Speaking at the Rising Northeast Investors Summit on 23rd March 2025 in New Delhi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized the critical role of Eastern India in achieving a Viksit Bharat.
Satya Viksit Bharat ke nirman ke liye Purvi Bharat ka viksit hona bahut zaruri hai aur Northeast पूर्वी भारत का सबसे अहम अंग है हमारे लिए इसका मतलब सिर्फ एक दिशा नहीं है हमारे लिए इसका मतलब है एम्पावर एक्ट स्ट्रेंथन एंड ट्रांसफॉर्म पूर्वी भारत के लिए यही हमारी सरकार की नीति है
The Narendra Modi government has gone beyond the conversion of the Look East policy to Act East, and now its policy is Act Fast for Northeast and Act First for Northeast. Since 2014-15, the budgetary allocation to the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region has increased by 2.5 times from around 2,333 crore rupees to 5,900 crore rupees in 2024-25. The Modi government is also implementing the Uttar Purv Transformative Industrialization Scheme Unnati 2024 for industrial development in the Northeastern Region.
A block-level medical camp was held at the Community Health Center in Pugavata, Zunebondo district under the Swasth Nari Shakshakt Parivar Abhiyan and Poshan Abhiyan. The event focused on women's health and family well-being. Additional Deputy Commissioner Thiamaran Chang highlighted the importance of women's health for a thriving society. Supported by District Hospital Zunebondo, the camp featured specialists in gynecology, ENT and eye care, along with dental services and a general OPD. Over 200 patients received free treatment and Chief Minister's Health Insurance Scheme cards were issued. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that from its inception, the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, RSS, has been synonymous with patriotism and service. He recalled that during the painful period of partition, when millions of families were displaced, Swayamsevaks stood at the forefront with limited resources to serve the refugees. The Prime Minister emphasized that this was not merely relief work, it was also an act of strengthening the soul of the nation. Addressing the centenary celebrations of the RSS in New Delhi last evening, the Prime Minister emphasized that one of the most significant contributions of the RSS over its 100-year journey has been awakening self-awareness and pride among diverse sections of society. And under the next generation GST reforms, the government has reduced the tax on handmade items, giving a significant relief to consumers and artisans. The GST on handmade bags like pouches, purses and jewelry boxes made up of cotton and jute have been slashed from 12% to 5%. Similarly, the tax rates on hand-embroidered shawls, knitted hats and textile caps have also been reduced to 5%. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day. Oh,